all, for it, he is greater than all. That's our only hope. It's our everything. It's just such a rest, such an anchor, such a security. We have so much to give thanks for, and it's grace. It's just nothing but his grace, unmerited, undeserved grace. Don't you love him? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just bow our heads, our hearts tonight, Lord, in thanksgiving, Lord, and truly, Lord, where would we be, Lord, if it, as the scripture says, if it had not been for the Lord on our side? Oh my, Lord, you're so good, and truly it's your amazing grace, this redemption that is in Christ Jesus, this bringing back, Lord, bringing us back into the image of the firstborn Son of God, Lord, back to what Adam lost, all these things, bringing us to a maturity, Lord, in you, purging our conscience, Lord, and oh my, there's just all these things that are taking place in this day, and even Brother Branham, who said redemption couldn't take place in the other day, but until now, the seals have been opened, your word has been revealed, and Lord, this, oh my, your spirit in this day, through that open word, bringing a people into perfection. Lord, we have nothing into it. It's all you. It's all your grace. We just want to say thank you tonight. Lord, we ask you to bless this time, this gathering, that you would minister, you would be seen and heard and not man, Lord, that you would be lifted up and exalted, Lord. We love you. We just ask now your hand upon this time in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, musicians. Appreciate you guys. It's always a blessing. Love the stringed instruments, ladies. Thank you. And Nate, ladies and gentlemen, as I look to my left and not to my right. So, Lord, God bless you all. Nice to be with you all. Nice to have this young lady here with us. Isn't that a blessing? Thank you, Lord. Yes. The Lord is good. Yes, ma'am. Yes. He's a healer. Amen. Isn't that the truth? Oh, my. We could all go around. Kaylee's just getting better every day, too. She had, of course, a little bit, some scratches and banged up a little bit there from the accident, but she's doing better. And so the Lord is good. Amen. He is our healer. He is our life, our everything. Just want to mention briefly, we were in North Dakota over the weekend. We saw Brother Tim and had a nice time up there. So we bring greetings from the fellowship there from Brother Tim, and really appreciate him, his stand, his heart for the people up there. It's just always wonderful to get up there and see sometimes very, very few, you know, but he's just trying to labor and do all he can to be a light, to be a blessing. And I sure appreciate Brother Stephen, too. I know he's making that sacrifice, going up there pretty regularly as well. So I just really appreciate both of them. And again, we bring greetings. So thank the Lord. Isn't he good? Isn't he faithful? I tell you, just amazed to see what he leads us through, what he takes us through in this hour. And I think, you know, we've talked about that, you know, Brother Bram talks about that faith that must be tried, that faith that must be tested. He's looking for character. He's looking for time-tested memorials. And, you know, I think we're as we move forward more and more, we're going to be in the place where, you know, he talks about that faith, in some cases, that faith being dormant. But I believe as the conditions around us worsen, as things develop and change, we're going to see that faith that he's given to us rise to the scene. You know, that's, I think, a beautiful thing to see, just what he's doing in each one of us to bring us to that place. So, but it's a battle in this hour. Am I alone? Is it me, or is it just harder than ever to settle down and be still and just quiet yourself and listen? Wait on him. And I love that scripture in Proverbs 8, you know, blessed is the man that heareth me watching daily at my gates listening. But it's a battle to stay in that place, I think, to have our ears and our hearts and our eyes tuned with Him, in with Him and eternity. So just want to bring a little something tonight. I hope it's a blessing. And these are very simple things, but I'm just going to ask the Lord, my prayer to Him is that we would just all together take these scriptures, these things, and embrace them, hug them to our hearts, and that he would minister this simple thought. And before I get into it, again, my desire is to just to be in tune with Him, to walk with Him, that our vision is off of this world, off of ourself. You know, Brother Branham told us that he's given us these senses, right? But they're just for earthly contact. That's it. They're kind of no good, you could say, outside of that. So I think He's bringing us into a place more and more of away from any dependence on those senses and on this realm, any identification in this kingdom, this world, to that one. So it's, again, it's by His grace. But the thought that I had tonight that we'll look into and just go through some things is just meditating on eternal, on security and safety. And this just spoke to me so much because you see this world around us failing and falling apart more every day. It's got to. It has to. So my prayer is, Lord, help us to let go of it. Help us to forsake it. You know, that He would, I think sometimes we've got too much at stake, too much tied into this realm, and we are maybe a little too riled up, maybe even, when we see certain things happening. And I think, Lord, just let's let go. Help us to. So there is good news here. There is security. There is safety. One place alone. This world's going to fail. The governments, the democracies, I don't care. We have leaders, everything. The economics are failing. On and on the list goes. So forget about it. Let's live our heart, our whole motive, as Brother Brown would say. I think that expression, be caught up into Him, into those heavenly, eternal realities. So Lord be praised. Let's open up, if you would stand with me. We'll just start off with a familiar scripture, but I kind of want this to just be our foundation, our basis here in Isaiah 55. You guys know where I'm going here. Isaiah 55 and verse 8. And it says here, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void. Aren't you thankful for that? But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Amen. You can be seated. Lord, add a blessing to the reading of His word. And I just think that, again, in this hour with so much around us that's failing and falling apart, to have our eyes fixed on what is real. What is sure? What is certain? What is lasting? Because nothing here is. As we go through these scriptures, maybe I'll even write them on the board. I don't know yet, but just want to just meditate on some of these phrases that can give us just such comfort, I think, in these times and the reality of the security that we have in Christ. Turn on the news. Oof. Bad idea. Bad idea. It's just a mess, I. So, Lord, keep us. I love, as the scripture says in Philippians 4, set your affection. No, sorry. With Colossians 4, set 3. I'll get to Philippians 4 in a second. Sorry, thank you. Set your affections on things above. And I think by His grace, we just constantly have to do that, you know, minute by minute, day, you know, throughout the day, set your affections. Look up, keep your eyes on Me. And Philippians 4, whatsoever things are good, pure, true, lovely, good report. Think on these things. I like that. You know, right there, you apply that to this life, this world, and you're filtering out about 99.99 whatever percent of what's out there. Maybe even more. Oh, so Lord, keep us in tune with, again, that's my heart. Just, Lord, tune us into You, into heaven, into what's real, what's lasting. And Abraham, he had that vision. He searched for that city to come. He was so convinced, so set in it, you know, that it never left him. He was constantly looking for that city. May our eyes be up, looking up. All right, let's go through some scriptures here. Let's get started. Hebrews chapter 12. This was just... And let's start with verse 25. It says, "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if he escaped not, if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken." And my goodness, amen. "As of those things which are made, those things which cannot be shaken may remain." Cannot be shaken. "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved." So just let's hold these words in our hearts tonight. A kingdom, those things that cannot be shaken. A kingdom that cannot be moved. "Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." Just love that. And I was thinking of those words and meditating on that. Again, those things that cannot be shaken. Everything else around us is falling apart. It can be shaken. And if we even take this inside of ourselves, our spirit, isn't that what He's perfecting us? Is He not refining? Is He, as Brother Bram said, shaving us down, trimming, removing all those impurities, the things that are not of Him, bringing us into that, back to that perfect image reflection of Jesus Christ? But again, it's that heavenly kingdom, that heavenly reality that we're called to. Let us fix our eyes on that. Lose all other identification. Amen. So there's security here in Christ, in Him alone, and what we're called to, in what He's doing, the kingdom that He's called us to, that He's building. Turn back with me to Ecclesiastes, if you would. I love this. Again, just the thought here is safety. It's security in Him and what He is doing. Let me get there. Sorry. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And just the one verse there. We'll just read verse 14. I always love this. It says, "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before Him." What He does stands. So again, security. What are we resting in? It's Him. It's His finished work. What He's doing that will stand. Nothing that we can do will last. But it's His eternal purposes. And I love Brother Branham here. This is in the message. I'll maybe break this up a little bit because it's a little lengthy. But just talking about how God's purposes can never be defeated. So just focus our hearts tonight again on these things. And think of security. Look away from this realm, this world, this dimension, and let's look at what is sure, what is certain. What is eternal? And it's Him, His kingdom. God's purposes, He says, can never be defeated. There is nothing can defeat it. So how happy ought we to be today, resting upon that beautiful revelation of the Word of the living God, that there is neither things present nor things to come. There's no sickness, no sorrow, no death, no perils, nor nothing that can separate us from the purpose of the living God. Amen. What God has imagined in His mind, what God has purposed in His heart. I like that. To bring to pass, there is no demon. There's no power. There is nothing can ever separate us from God's great, immortal, eternal plan. Oh my. Isn't that, don't you love that? It must be as God said. I think of just, you know, math, just what rest that can bring us in this hour. Keeping our eyes fixed on these things that, as Brother Branham would say so often, God's wheels, His program's marching on. It's everything's in order. We look in the natural, we see things what you know, falling apart. That's okay. His program is moving on. His word has been spoken. It's going to be fulfilled in a bride. It's going to be manifested in a bride. This seed word that's been received into the heart is going to produce, like we just read in Isaiah 55, that word spoken, it's going to prosper. It's going to succeed. We can say that, we can take it and make it personal. It's not just general. It's going to be for me because by His grace and His grace alone, I know my eyes have been opened. I know that I've received Him, the word of this hour, in my heart. And that seed is going on top of seed, on top of seed, on top of seed, building, growing. When is it going to produce? I don't know. That's His business. The timing is in His hands. But this bride, amen, she's going to be manifested. She's going to manifest Him. So again, security in Christ, safety in Him, and another kingdom. To see how much He's attentive to us. Think about that for a minute. I love it. I think Isaiah 27, how it says how He watches that vineyard. I keep it day and night. I water it. That's His attention, His care, and His love for us. Absolutely pruning. So let's just move on here. I'm sorry with this. There was some more here. He says, this is still the same message. I know my Redeemer liveth. He says, then we can find that in the days that all the world was going to be destroyed by a flood, that God made a preparation. A preparation for what cause? To preserve His purpose. He did it in the days of Noah, and He's doing it today. He made a preparation to conserve His own purpose. He will conserve a church. I like that. He will conserve a people. He will conserve subjects for His great domain that death cannot destroy. And we realize that it is by faith that we believe this, but the resurrection produces a solid foundation on which our faith rests. Nothing can destroy it. Oh my goodness, I love that. Nothing can destroy it. He's made, a preparation. He's preserving His people. And He's conserving subjects for His great domain that death cannot destroy. What a blessing. Don't you love that? So let's just keep looking through some scriptures here. I'm just going to, we know this, Matthew. Let's turn there. Sorry. Matthew chapter 16. I'll just go through these again. Meditate on them and pray the Lord would minister it. His word. Matthew 16 and verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and, sorry, let me back up. Verse 15. He said unto them, who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. It's His church. He's building it. Safety there. There's security. There's nothing that we try to promote or do in ourselves. It's Him. It's His building. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. They're battling. They're battling us hard. Expect it to the heat to get more intense, but it will not prevail. So let's combine these scriptures. Let's hold on to them. Just as we read in Hebrews 12, we receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken. The gates of hell cannot prevail against this revelation, against His church. It's Him. It's Him building it. And how precious is that faith that He's given to us? The revelation. What is that? It's a revelation of Himself, the heart of God. Think of that. Sometimes I think we're too intellectual, even, and we approach revelation, but it's so intimate. God revealing Himself, His own heart coming down into you, His own mind, the thoughts of God coming down, made personal to each one of us. And we know that we've received it, and nothing can shake us. I love that. The gates of hell cannot prevail. So do you, as we're reading these, you put your name, you identify with these things, you hold on to them. Gates of hell cannot prevail against me. I am part of that church by His grace. Amen. Amen. Let's keep going. Psalm 125. Safety in Christ. Security. There is nothing left. Or very little, at least, and it's vanishing more by the day. So Lord, just again, let us, our hearts and our vision be up on Him. This is so beautiful. Verse 1 and verse 2 says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Don't you love that? Cannot be removed, but as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so is the Lord round about His people from henceforth forever. You see security? Do you feel watched? Do you feel guarded? Do you feel protected? Do you see His love and His care for His people, how He's surrounding us? Remember the dot with a circle around it, the peculiar people, that's you. That's God, again, going back to Isaiah 55, watching over His word to perform it, because you're a part of Him. You're a part of that word. Amen. You're part of His very life, His offspring. Actually, let me do something. I'm sorry. I meant to read this in the Amplified because it's so beautiful. Can I back up a step? Nope. No, I'm right where I need to be. Sorry. Getting turned around here. All right, let's turn forward now to Hebrews chapter 6. And I want to read this out of the kind of the Amplified because it's just a little guy. It got a little, some beauty there to it. Like the way the Amplified puts it, Hebrews chapter 6. You can kind of follow along with me, but we'll start with verse 16. Again, just getting a picture here of our rest and security in Christ. We know this passage here, but nobody. All right, this is in the Amplified. Verse 13, actually, let's start there. So I'm going to read here till a little bit ways down here. So for when God made promise to Abraham because he could not, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Now, verse 17, so beautiful. Wherefore God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. That rich, beautiful. All right, so let me just share that here in the verse 16. Indeed, men swear by an oath, Sorry, let me get to my right spot here. Verse 17, actually. In the same way, God, in his desire to show to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable nature of his promise, intervened and guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things, his promise and his oath, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to him for refuge would have strong encouragement and indwelling strength to hold tightly to the hope that's set before us. Isn't that rich? This hope, this confident assurance we have as an anchor of the soul, it cannot slip and it cannot break down under whatever pressure bears upon it. A safe and steadfast hope that enters within the veil of the heavenly temple, that most holy place in which the very presence of God dwells. Amen. What an anchor. What a reality. Do you see, just again, security, brothers and sisters, in this hour with everything falling apart so fast, that kingdom that we're called to, the cannot fail, that his purposes cannot be defeated. I'm actually going to go back now and finish the last paragraph. I didn't get to that. This is that same message, just, I know my Redeemer liveth. What an assurance upon this solid rock, the resurrection of our blessed lover, the Lord Jesus. Don't you love our prophet? His language is just, I've been, you know, in the study and pulling up quotes and things, and I have so much in the last couple days. I'll just search on a few different terms, and I am just in awe. I don't even read very far, but sometimes just a line or two, and I'm just like, it's so beautiful. I mean, I know that's nothing new, but I'm just in awe at the depth and the beauty of this message. It's just so beautiful. I just love that. So let me go back. What an assurance upon this solid rock, the resurrection of our blessed lover, the Lord Jesus. Nothing can destroy it. Nothing can destroy it. It has been planted. It is the seed of God. It is a purpose of God to give us the blessed Holy Spirit. It's exactly right. That's scriptural. It's you're right. It is the purpose of God to show us signs and wonders and miracles. It's the purpose of God, and nothing can destroy it. Okay? Please hold on to these things in your heart with me. All powers of hell might wager war against it, but it will not prevail. We have God's eternal promise. There may be teachers, there may be isms, there may be great programs rise, there may be things that look like it would be destroyed, but it can never be destroyed. It is the purpose of God to see that it will prevail. Then it's not up to me. It's not up to you whether it will be destroyed or not. It's up to God, and we can rest assured on that God will never let our heritage be destroyed, for it's his purpose to give it to us. Amen. Oh my goodness, grace, the headstone with shoutings at grace, that's it. That's all we can say. So we can see again God's purpose, that we're a part of it again by his grace. It's though we're being tested, yes, we are being tried. All for his, again, his purpose, his glory. But can she fail? Can his purpose fail? Can his word fail? No, absolutely not. It's all, like the scripture says, all things working together for the good of them that love him. Amen. To those that are the called according to his purpose. So it's safety, brothers and sisters, security. Aren't you glad for that good news that we have? Let's go back to Psalms, 121. Just hold these things tight, meditate on them. We know this, but let's go through it. Verse 1, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Now look at 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forever. I think of that beautiful scripture that says, He performeth all things for me. Don't you see just how we can be so at rest? And we know the scripture even tells us that who by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? What? We can't do it. We're so incapable, but he is able. And in him is perfect security. But I love those words. He is your keeper. It's his business to keep you, to watch over you. So do I fret? Do I worry? No, it's in his hands. Now, we know what that means. We know what it says. We know what it doesn't say. Again, we're going to be tested. We're going to be tried. He's going to be perfecting that people. But it's going to come to pass what he ordained. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, more of the same kind of thought here. And verse 3. I'm going to read that one actually also out of the WEAST. Amplified. So you can just read along with me there. 1 Peter 1 and verse 3. It says, Blessed, gratefully praised and adored be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant and boundless mercy has caused us to be born again, that is to be reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed and set apart for his purpose to an ever-living hope and confident assurance through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 4, I love that. Born anew into an inheritance which is imperishable, beyond the reach of change, and undefiled and unfading, reserved in heaven for you. I like that. How many positive, solid confirmations, declarations can we have there? An inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, fades not away, reserved. Is there security there? I think we can rest in that. Exactly. Amen. Verse 5, who are kept by the power of God. You are kept. You are guarded. You are sustained by him. Verse 5 in the Amplified says, who are being protected and shielded by the power of God. I like that. Through your faith for salvation that is ready to be revealed for you in the last time. Amen. I like I'm just going to read something from the token. I know you'll remember this, but I like the thought here just of an anchor and of such security. This is paragraph 106, he says, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost is our identification. It's what identifies us as Christians. Don't you like that? It's not me, it's him. I think that's what he's taking us to more and more, that reality, death to self, and it's all him. Not our membership in churches, not our understanding of the Bible, not how much you know about the Bible. It's how much you know about the author. See how much the author is living in you. See, it's yourself gone. You're no more. You reckon yourself dead, and the token is what lives in you, and it's not your life. It's him. Paul said, the life that I now live, he lived a different life from what he once did. It's not me, but it's Christ that liveth in me. There is the identified token that God required. Identified with our identity. Identification with our sacrifice, the life of our Savior in us, the Holy Spirit. Now listen, when he says, oh, you guys know this, you can repeat after me, oh, what a positive token. There cannot be any more token. Oh my, if you could only catch the thought of it. I think we are, little by little, more and more, by his grace. He says, if I had the power this morning with words to express and place it into your souls, It says, and not your ears, but your soul. If you could see the guarantee, I like that. The guarantee of it. It makes you so relaxed. Amen. I love that. Amen. It's Him. It's all like we sing that song in the insert. Everything is in Christ, and Christ is everything. It, if you could see the guarantee of it, makes you so relaxed. Amen. Security, brothers and sisters. Forget this world. Leave it. Let it go. Keep your eyes on the one that's coming. There's our security. There's our safety. This has got to go. It's got to crumble. We know Jesus said that no man can pluck you. No man can pluck you out of my hands. So there you are. Where are you? You're in His hands, the Father's hands. Turn with me back to, well, just a couple more verses here, but this is so rich. Isaiah chapter 32, a few verses I want to pull out of here that I've just kind of been meditating on. Again, looking at our safety and security that's not of this world. And in chapter 32, we'll just drop in there and get a couple of the verses. Verse 15 says, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest, then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. And look at verse 17. The work of righteousness shall be peace. The effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. And what kind of dwellings? Sure dwellings. I love that. And in quiet resting places. And then over in chapter 33, look at we'll go to verse 20. Says, look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. Why? It's His doing. It's His building. Ecclesiastes that we read. What the Lord does that will last forever. So our confidence and all of our hope and all of our identity and security is in Him and what He's doing. And there's our peace. Amen. Let's just read that again. One, not a tabernacle that shall not be taken down, not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of rod, rivers and streams, wherein shall no galley with oars, shall go no galley with oars, neither shall a gallant ship pass there. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our King. He will save us. Amen. Don't you love that? And verse 24, let's just drop down there. The inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquities. So you can see that beautiful connection there. As Brother Branham taught so much, that the reality of that connection between sin and sickness. And we know that that was the cure. It's all in Christ. Just a few more here and we'll wrap up. 1 John chapter 3. I hope this is helpful to somebody. Blessing to somebody. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9 says, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. His seed remaineth in him. Nothing can alter, nothing can change, nothing can Security. Again, do you get the picture there? I love it. You're born of God. That seed remains in you. Amen. We know that 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if this earthly tabernacle of this house be dissolved, we have a what? A building of God, eternal eternal in the heavens. See that? Amen. All right, let's go to just a couple more. Psalm 46. I should just cover those while we're in Psalms instead of going back and forth. But well, yeah. Oh, all right. We'll just go ahead and read this because it's a whole chapter, I think, here. First 40, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. My goodness, there is a river, the streams there whereof shall make glad the city of God and the most holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. I like that. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. There we are again. Hope you're holding on to these with me as we go through these things. There it is again. She shall not be moved. You will not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. He will be exalted, brothers and sisters. All these things happening, all the things that are crumbling, it's got to come to pass. He's going to have his will, his purpose is going to be achieved, as we read. And we, by his grace, have that security, being a part of him and a part of his plan. Amen. I love that. All right, let's just see one more here. I think we'll close. I've loved this, and I just thought of this again, thinking of safety, thinking of security. So many times in our human estate, we depend on ourselves too much. You know, as the scripture says in Isaiah, woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help. How much do we try to depend on our own resources, our own abilities? And I like what this says here. So this is Habakkuk chapter 3. You guys probably remember this, but verse 17, if you want to turn there, says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Everything's vanished, everything's gone, everything's failed, and I have nothing. Naturally speaking. But look at the next verse. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. There is my rest. There is my hope. There is my confidence and my security. Amen. We are blessed. We are so blessed. Just a quote here to close. This is from the Message. The unconditional covenant that God made with his people. And again, it's just kind of the same theme here that I've been going through. He said, the bride is, paragraph 115, the bride is the covenant people unconditionally. God called you out of the world, gave you the Holy Ghost, the seed of Abraham you are tonight. What a blessed promise. Amen. If you're Abraham's seed, you have this promise is in you. You believe God regardless of what takes place. I like that. The Holy Ghost makes you believe it anyhow, right? That because he is the original believer. That's him. The Spirit that was upon Christ is upon the church because there is the bride and the groom. And he taken the Spirit a little while and the world seeth me no more. Yet you'll see me, for I'll be with you even in you to the end of the world. See, now he says, in the Spirit, the body is taken up. Now listen, he says, the same Spirit that was on Christ has to be in you or it won't compare with this covenant. See what I mean? then aren't you happy tonight that you're baptized into the church of the firstborn of the living God, and the very same Spirit that was in Christ is in the church tonight, and you're a part of it by the Holy Ghost, being dead in Christ and taken on Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now listen, he says, what are we scared about? All the devils in hell couldn't shake you. I like that. Nothing can shake you. We receive a kingdom that cannot be moved. Oh my. Settle yourself on these thoughts one time and think of what God has said, not your circumstances. Nothing else but what God has said. Abraham didn't look at any of the circumstances. He didn't think about them. I like that. He did not think about them. He never thought about how old Sarah was and how old he was getting. He just remembered God said so. I like that. Let's have that single heart, that single vision. And so that same Spirit that is upon us, the children of Abraham, making us face the same thing. Interesting. So look away from your senses. Look away from, like you just read there. What are we scared about? Nothing. All the devils in hell couldn't shake you. Amen. Let's fix our eyes on eternal. There's our security. There's our identity. Turn off the news. Get your eyes on that kingdom, on Him, by His grace. Amen. Don't you love my just pray that's a blessing again to somebody, just things that we're meditating on, and I pray that the Lord would just encourage us, and again, like Abraham, keep looking for that city, keeping our eyes up above. Don't be discouraged, don't be upset or distraught as this one crumbles and falls and disintegrates more every day. Let go of it. We're born from above. We've got one there, a kingdom that we're called to, that we're a part of, that cannot fail, that cannot be moved, that cannot be shaken. Gates of hell cannot prevail. Do we see the theme here? On and on. It's safety there in Him. We're a part of it by His grace. Amen. Do you love Him? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just give You thanks, Lord, for this time, and Lord, for Your word, for what You are doing, Lord, for what You have said. Lord, that we are, by Your grace, a part of it. Lord, there's security. And no matter what's happening around us, no matter what we feel, the conditions, the circumstances, Lord, it's a greater reality than all that, Father, the true reality. Lord, this heavenly reality. We just thank You, Father, even tonight as we meditate on these things and share these things, Lord, would You, by Your grace, each one of us as we have need, refocus, Lord, recalibrate our vision, our hearts, our minds, Lord, to what is true, what is lasting, Father. Grant it, we pray, and we just give You all honor and glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. I had a song, if you guys, let's see, we haven't sung it in a long time, but it just seemed like it fit in. I Shall Not Be Moved. Is that in the, do we even have that? Is that in the Behold, or is that? Pardon? It is, okay. Let's, 61? Okay. Let's, amen. Jesus is my Savior, I shall not be moved. In His love and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In His love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Let's just sing all the verses. If I trust Him ever, I shall not be moved. He will fail me never, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. On His word I'm feeding, I shall not be moved. He's the one that's leading, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Glory, hallelujah, I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Though abiding, I shall not be moved. And in Him confiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Though all hell assail me, I shall not be moved. Jesus will not fail me, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Though the tempest rages, I shall not be moved. On the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. And the chorus. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved.
Amen. Because it's Him. Amen. It's His word. That cannot fail. Nate, would you close us in prayer? Thanks.
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to You for Your word to us, Lord, for Your life. Mm-hmm. And we just pray that You would help our eyesight, Lord, to just come up to You.
Amen.
It is truly a struggle to keep our eyes on You in this age that we're living in, Lord. It's so many distractions. Mm-hmm. And we have been trained in this natural realm to look at all those. But our hearts, Lord, we just are desiring and crying out and wanting, Lord, to walk in that realm with You.
Amen.
Separated, set apart, mm-hmm. fully and completely surrendered to You, in a love affair.
Amen.
That's our heart's desire, Lord.
Yeah.
So we just ask that You would Grant it, Lord, make it a reality in each one of us, not simply words, but a life.
Amen. Yes.
That's what we're looking for, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sisters.